This is an EAA Radio News Update from 2009.
Christmas Valley Airport, in a remote area of southern Oregon, started out as a private residential air park with 38 homes along the airport boundary. Decades ago, a bankruptcy caused the airport to be given to the Parks and Recreation Department, but the homes remained private, and they used the adjoining runway by way of a legal contract known as a through-the-fence agreement. Public use airports can apply for grants known as airport improvement funds to make upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is now requiring that these airports not renew through-the-fence agreements as a condition of the funding. The FAA said recently in a letter to the Experimental Aircraft Association, which has been advocating on behalf of Christmas Valley homeowners like Dave Moran, that their agreements would not be terminated, but instead allowed to expire.
I understand where they're coming from, and I understand the need for security and public use. Like ours is it's an emergency field. It's out in the middle of no place, and they need it, you know. It's just that. It just kind of makes you want to bawl sometimes.
The Christmas Valley Parks and Recreation Department, the owner of the airport, administers these access agreements on a 5-year auto-renewing basis, as long as the homeowner pays the $300 yearly fee. Moran says this is the only income for the airfield, since no aviation-related businesses exist on the property, and transient operations feature an occasional medical or training flight.
Because it was always public use, because it's always been that way, because we've always paid, in good faith, it seems to me like we haven't done anything wrong. I just feel like we've still got an agreement.
Over the past few decades, residential air parks have grown in popularity. The FAA has always had rules to govern how homes and businesses not located on the property can utilize the airport. However, several large residential developments at public use airports, mostly in the western U.S., have attracted the attention of the agency. Brent Blue with the airpark advocacy group ThroughTheFence.org says the new policy has ensnared a successful aircraft manufacturer that is part of a development in Sandpoint, Idaho.
Quest Aircraft is also having trouble with their through-the-fence access because the FAA wants all through-the-fence access eliminated. How can they say that's helpful to general aviation? They're trying to stop a manufacturer from having access to the airport from private land?
The FAA has several reasons for eliminating these agreements, including security concerns, land use problems caused by uneven development, and noise complaints from nearby residents. Brent Blue, who lives in an air park in Driggs, Idaho, says that despite an FAA assertion that the policy is being enacted to support general aviation, it's really doing the opposite.
The new mayor in Driggs, because they're going to lose a significant amount of income from through-the-fence access fees, that they're now considering landing fees for all aircraft to pay for the budget of the airport. So is that helping general aviation? I doubt it.
The FAA says they have no issue with private air parks, but will consider public use airports on a case-by-case basis, but their level of funding will likely be tied closely to compliance with the new rules. Public comment is being accepted through December 21st. I'm Fareed Guillot, EAA Radio News.